is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 8/24/2022. Last patient's last name is Majors. First name is Marquisha. Marquisha. Date of birth, 1/21/1986. Patient is a 36-year-old female who presents with complaint of rash over her mid-back. And she stated that she had a miscarriage in May, and since that time she has not been sleeping well at night. She needs something for sleep, and also she's requesting STD testing, but she denies any symptoms of any STD. Review of systems, HEENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no abdominal pain. GU patient denies any vaginal discharge, no painful urination, no vaginal itching. Skin patient denies any rash or she complained of rash over the upper back with a mid back with intermittent itching. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint swelling, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 245.2 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 139/87, pulse is 81, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds times 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry. Rash with like eczematous rash with scaly lesions over the mid back. Noted, no open lesions noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, skin rash, pruritus, and insomnia. Patient was advised on giving urine specimen to have a urine distic, but she declines, and she declines any STD testing this visit. Prescription was given for tramsinolone acetonide cream, 0.1%, to be applied twice daily over affected area, quantity 45 grams. Trazodone, 50 milligrams, 1 POQHS, quantity 30. Follow-up visit schedule as needed. Next patient, last name is Swarthout, Swarthout. First name is Fritz, Fritz. Date of birth is 10/8/1954. Date of service is 8/24/2022. Patient is a 67-year-old male who presents for follow-up regarding hypertension and also diabetes and prescription refill. He denies any acute symptoms this visit. Review of systems, HEENT. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any cough, no shortness of breath. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 202.3 pounds, O2 saturation 99%, blood pressure 134/81, pulse is 73, respiration 18, temperature 98. physical exam, HEENT, PRLAEOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck stop, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had prescription for lisinopril 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90, metformin 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily, quantity 90. Patient was advised to send forward all his lab tests from his cancer therapy hospital to the clinic so we can have an update of his recent labs. Diagnosis, hypertension, and the type 2 diabetes, which is well maintained, and prescription refill. Next patient, last name is Todd, T-O-D-D. First name is Travis. Date of birth is 12/28/1992, date of service 8/24/2022. Patient is a 29-year-old male who presents following a lacerated right index finger. He said he was at his job with the pipette being broken and cutting his finger by accident. He denies any other symptoms. Review of systems. HEENT, ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient complain of lacerated right index finger with active bleeding. His last tetanus toxoid was more than 10 years ago. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 215.6 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 139/99, pulse is 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLAEOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is soft, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry with the exception of lacerated right index finger, finger soaked in warm betadine solution and irrigated to the base of the laceration with normal saline. Patient was injected subdermally with 2 cc of lidocaine 2% with epinephrine. Patient had interrupted sutures of 5.0 nylon proline nylon. A total of 4 stitches applied. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Only minimal bleeding evident. Patient was given Tdap 0.5 mL IM as tetanus immunization. Patient to return to clinic in 3 days for follow-up and to re-evaluate status of the wound. Diagnosis, lacerated right index finger and laceration repair of the right index finger. Thank you.